everybody? All right, this is for everybody, but it's also a special treat to think about some things about womanhood and beauty, because the guys are off on a trip and it's mostly girls. Yay. There you go. All right, so as we get going, I want to play a video for you guys that I found, and hopefully you'll find it as enlightening as I do. Could we get the lights? Buy Dove soap. Hi, everybody. So we can get some lights. So before I saw that video, I have to be honest with myself. I've seen the video now, so I have the benefit of having seen it and thought about it. But if I was walking down the street in my city and there were those two choices, yeah, I'd like to think, now that I've seen it in hindsight, that I would choose the beautiful door. But would there be at least a moment of indecision and a moment of wondering which we should go through? Well, I can tell you that every single person in this room, including me, should go through the beautiful door. There is no way that we should ever even hesitate that we are beautiful. But what defines beauty? I think that's part of the problem. Is it said beautiful and average, but we're still waiting for kind of a definition. Well, what is average? What is beautiful? Well, if we were to let the world define what is beautiful for us, it would look something like this. I brought some props. I like props, you know that. Let's see. I've got some facial toner. Okay. Let's see, what else do I have here? These are just things, odds and ends I picked up from my bathroom counter. I have some extra firming night cream. Would that make me more beautiful? Let's see. I don't know, it feels good at night. let's see. And then I have some rose nurturing body cream. Okay, well it smells really good. So we can, put on some of that. Will that make us more beautiful? Yeah, smells beautiful. But there are hundreds of products on the market today. We could go to Safeway or Target or Walmart or wherever, and there are rows and rows and rows of beauty products. There's a whole section on makeup. There's a whole section on hair care and skin care and all kinds of goop and gop that we can put on ourselves trying to become more beautiful. There's billions of dollars. But what I've found in my experience is that no matter how much of these products we put on, we don't really feel that much more beautiful. In fact, sometimes we can feel like the more we're putting on, the less beautiful, because we're always chasing after beauty. We're always chasing after it. And the way the marketing is, it's always making us feel like, if I just had this firming, tightening, softening, whatever it is, then I would feel more beautiful, more healthy, more this, more that. So I was thinking, gosh, I wish we had a better recipe for beauty. A better recipe. Does anybody know where there's a recipe for beauty? You do? In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Wow, good job. All right. So, you guys can remember these pages. It's 248, so like it's 2468 without the six. So 248, but just in the line before it, it says at the bottom of 247, it says, the recipe for beauty. Oh good, now we have it. It's not on the back of a jar on my bathroom counter. It says, the recipe for beauty is to have less illusion and more soul, to retreat from the belief of pain or pleasure in the body into the unchanging calm and glorious freedom of spiritual harmony. I like this line. It says, "One marvels that a friend can ever seem less than beautiful." Can you guys think of a really good friend of yours? Just picture them in your mind. Could you ever see that friend as less than beautiful? If you and that friend were walking down the street and you ran into that sign, the choice of signs, choosing the beautiful door, the average door, you would make sure to pull your friend through the beautiful door. One marvels that a friend can ever seem less than beautiful. Later on this 248 page, this is something maybe you'll want to read yourselves during Bible lesson study or some other time. Later on the page, it says, "We are all sculptors working at various forms, molding and chiseling our thought." Molding and chiseling our thought seems a lot better solution to feeling beautiful than spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on creams and salves. What is the model in our thought? Is the model in our thought one like in a magazine model, or which would be imperfection, sorrow, sin, suffering? Have you accepted the mortal model? Are you reproducing it? Mary Baker Eddy answers, "Then you are haunted in your work by vicious sculptors in hideous forms." That's like, we're never gonna quite be able to measure up. We're never gonna quite be able to feel the perfection when our model for perfection is such a limited form. Do you not hear from all mankind of the imperfect model? The world is holding it before your gaze continually. Think of all of the marketing to us through magazines and television and everything, holding before our thought a model that's unachievable by anyone. The result of this is that we're liable to follow these lower patterns and limit our beauty. We could adopt into our experience an angular outline and deformity. To remedy this, so if we want to fix this, we must turn our gaze in the right direction and then walk that way. So turn our gaze into the right direction and focus on beautiful with a fuller definition and then walk that way. And that'll guide us right through the door we need to go through. So it's not like there's two choices, there's just one choice. Beauty is the only choice. We must form perfect models in thought and look at them continually, or we shall never carve them out in grand and noble lives. And here's at the bottom of 248, Mary Baker Eddy gives us some qualities of beauty. She says, "Let unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, the kingdom of heaven reign within us, and we will feel beautiful." So I thought for today we could make our own sign. Rachel, will you help me out? Okay, so here's our beautiful sign. I'm not even gonna make an average sign because none of us are average. And I was hoping that some of you guys could help me by sharing some qualities of what it means to be beautiful. Rachel Rose. Kind. Okay, oh. Hi. Kind. Yeah. I can't quite hear. Being yourself. Being yourself. Yes, Georgia. Sweet, okay. Sweet is beautiful. I'm gonna switch colors so our sign is beautiful. Maybe I'll decorate it later too so it's even more beautiful. All right, go ahead. Grace. Okay. Grace. Good personality. What makes a good personality? Okay. So I'm just going to draw out from here. Kind. and sweet and funny. Okay. Funny. Uh-oh. I gotta have to remake this sign. I'm not drawing very neatly. Bailey. Loving. Okay. Thanks, Rachel. Okay. Go ahead, Elena. Confidence. Okay. I'm gonna put confidence in blue. Okay. Fearless. I'd never thought about fearless as beautiful as a beautiful quality. That's a really good one. That makes me think differently. Yeah. Good. Yeah, Hallie. Yeah. Joyful. Okay. Yeah, I definitely feel more beautiful when I'm smiling. Smart. That's a good one. Unique. Oh, a unique beauty. Yeah, go ahead. What is it? Strength. Okay, and I'll take one more after that. And that's a pretty good strength. Wait, somebody was in the back already had her hand up. I didn't quite hear it.
Doubtless?
Doubtless. We could probably also add our theme for this summer. Carefree and strong. Where you belong, right underneath the beautiful doors where you belong, right? All right, so now that we've defined beautiful, not by the world's definition, but by a higher model of what beauty is. So we've got loving, kind, smart, strength, sweet, fearless, joyful, grace, confident, doubtless, being yourself, a good personality, which includes kind, sweet, and funny. It's really hard to read my writing. Unique and carefree and strong, where you belong. Now that we've defined beauty through a higher view, I think it would be easier for each one of us to walk under that door. Right? Does everybody agree with that? Sure would be a lot easier to make that choice now that we've defined it as God or love would define it. So the lesson here is not to let the world define what is beautiful, or not to leave it as a question mark in our thought, but rather to have a ideal or a model of beauty that includes all of these qualities and more that you'll think about throughout the day. And each one of us can be carefree and strong as we are where we belong, right underneath that beautiful door. So what we'll do is we'll hang this sign above the exit sign over there on that door, and as we're actually, do we have a chair? I brought tape. We could do that now. And then when we leave the lodge, we don't have a choice. That's our door, and we can all walk through it. But just as we're learning in the lesson on sacrament, these acts that make us feel closer to God are not just empty acts or things that we just do. They have a deeper meaning. Can you reach, Rach? Okay. Maybe it could just for right now hang underneath the exit sign. So this can be our code for a girls' camp and some specialists and wonderful workers that we know what that sign means for the rest of the session. We can leave it up there. I might make it more pretty, but so we know every time we're going in or out of that door, we are affirming that we are indeed beautiful. All right, I'll dismiss you and we'll get that sign hung up before you get to walk through that door. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.